George, new contract for you, another season ahead at Accrington Stanley. How much did you enjoy coming in last season and getting the chance?
Yeah, I just appreciate the gaffer giving me that chance in the first place. Obviously, I was at the game and I'd done no pre-season, so this season I knew I was getting signed up again, so it's given me something to look forward to and gives me an head start again there, so I'm on level terms with everybody else now.
I remember we spoke when you came in and you had such a good start at Scunthorpe, for example, and you said you were going to have to hit the ground running. How much benefit is it going to be to get a pre-season and be around the place from the start?
Yeah, massively. Obviously, I know the lads now as well, so yeah, in a new environment for me, and I just can't wait to get started now, and hopefully I can repay the faith that Gaffer and Steve are showing me now.
There's always been a real aura around this club that the team spirit's always great and the players are always really close-knit. Is that one of the biggest things about making a decision to stay here, that the players are all pulling in the same direction?
Yeah, massively, and I think towards the end of the season we looked a good team in the league, and fingers crossed, Gaffer obviously is working to improve the squad, and I think we can go better this season, and who knows, we start off well then we can hopefully carry on, because we know last season after the Christmas period we were one of the best teams in the league, off field anyway.
I'm sure from a personal point of view you would have liked to have been involved more towards the end of the season. Does that give you another little objective just to try and battle your way back in there?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, when the team's playing well, then you can't really do much. You get to stick there and support the team. But this season, my aim is to be straight in from the beginning. And obviously, I'm doing pre-season, so I can't see no reason why I can't be.
I remember we spoke when you signed and it felt a bit like there was a bit of unfinished business for you in the Football League. Is that still the case? Do you still feel like there are people, you know, in your native Midlands who are perhaps raising a few eyebrows?
Yeah, massively. Obviously, there's always doubters about your career and that, and it's up to me now to go and prove them wrong, and the gaffer's given me a chance now, so I just want to prove to him and the fans here at Accrington that I can do the job.
And obviously, the manager's got such a pedigree in your position. I'm sure that's already rubbed off on you.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, training, he's quality to be around, little tips here and there, and he's still got himself, so if I can't learn off him, who can I learn off?
And the situation with the strikers has changed a little bit, hasn't it? A couple of forward players aren't going to be at the club next season. Is that an opportunity for you, or is it a case of waiting for someone else to come in and relish the competition?
Yeah, obviously, the gaffer's going to bring other players in. That's what you want, though. You want competition. You don't want to be guaranteed a place, because then you slack off and you don't improve your own game. So I'm just looking to get started, and we'll have a nice little battle as the season commences.
And I suppose there's loads to look forward to. Two big pre-season games, Blackburn and Burnley. Should be fantastic days here. Leeds in the Cup, and then a full season of league fixtures too.
Yeah, it's a massive draw for us in the Cup as well. So that's another incentive to get in the team early doors. And I just think we can have a good season overall, and I'm looking forward to getting started now.
How hard's pre-season these days? I mean, obviously, back in the day, players would go away and drink lots of pints and come back and run and sweat. It's not like that anymore, is it?
No, well, obviously, this season I've got myself in shape before pre-season. You have to these days, I think. But I'm sure Morgs will have us doing a lot of running, and we'll look forward to it, because if we can be one of the fittest teams in the league, I know our play can match anyone in the league, so if that gives us an added boost, and who knows where we can finish.
And I guess just finally you'll be able to sympathise with hundreds of players who are going to be out of contract, not have clubs, trying to find somewhere.
Yeah, well, you don't realise until you're out of the game how hard it is to actually get in the game, and there's that many people who want your position in football. You have to grow up with both hands now, and I've learned that the hard way, but I'm trying now to get my career back on track.